Okay, Kuvtzadi Hei Gimel. Kol Heicha Shemitztarfos Shetei Chaburot. Zorach Shishmu Shtei and Divrei HaMevarach.
I'm sorry, what page are we on?
197, bottom of 197, top of 198.
Okay,
so kol heicha shemitztarfos shtei chaburos. Tzarech sheyishbu shteim divrei mevarach. So everyone has to hear what the mevarach is saying. Bircha zimun bibir. They have to hear the bircha zimun. And after being yotzei a whole bench, you obviously have to hear the rest. Ushar bircha samazon yoch yivarach alech liatzmo. So Ramos says, technically, if they're not close enough to hear the whole thing, they have to at least hear the Bircha Zimun. We said Bircha Zimun, we'll see if he repeats that here, right? We said Bircha Zimun means the first bracha also, right, until Hazan HaSakol. And he says, right, and the rest of the magic you can do yourself, which is what we do today, right? Well, and even the first bracha, we don't listen, we say it along quietly with the Mevarach. Right, but if they want to be yotzei, they have to hear the whole thing from him. Otherwise, they're not going to be yotzei. Now, I don't know if this last couple words here, the below zelo yotzu klal, right? Does that mean that you're not yotzei at all, right? Meaning because you only did one bracha, right? We had that machlokas before, whether if you only know one bracha, right? You know, just do that. But if you don't hear him, then I guess you're not yotzei because you do have the possibility of benching to yourself, presumably. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Yud, top of 198, top Mishnah Berurah. Bircha Zimun, Ayin Lekama Mesimun Reish, Sif Beis. The Dasa Machabrit Bircha Zimun Hu Nevarech. Right, we're in the top Mishnah Berurah there, Lorenzen. The Bircha Zimun Hu Nevarech, Varech Shachalnu. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to say, right, Nevarach Shachalnu, and then you repeat Baruch Shachalnu. V'das Ramo, Davka Gemara Birch Sazon, you have to make it also through the end of the first bracha. V'chol Zehu Gamkin Rak Makam Atzarech, that's only if that's all you can do. Avol Chadchil Yosinach Shishmu Kol Birch Samozon Pi Amavarech, V'hu Yotzim B'chol Birch Samozon. That was the ideal once upon a time that one guy does the benching. But as we said, that's not the practice today. It's not practical today, right? You know, you're lucky if the guy hears the Zimun and, you know, says it quietly with the first bracha with him. Okay, Yudal, Bibir. That you have to hear the Zimun guy. Right? So even if you don't hear him saying anything, but you hear the guys next to you saying, Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo, so you can answer as well, and that's considered Zimun, because again, what he's doing is importuning you to bench. Similar to Baruchu and Shul, right? If you don't hear the guy say Baruchu, but you hear all the other guys saying Baruchu, you know, you hear a minion of people saying Baruchu, so you can say Baruchu with them. Yeah, you didn't hear the guy say, let's go bless Hashem. But okay, everyone's blessing Hashem, you can bless with him. And then he says, and if you want, you can bench, you can listen to the whole thing. And he says, and Yud Beis, V'yichavnu Lotzeis, have Kavana to be Yotze. Okay, now we get to something a little trickier. So he says, Kuvtzadi Vav, Mishachal Dabar Iser, Imit Starif Lazima, right? This is the Mishnah in Brachos. Right, you know, if you eat something that's usher, can you join with the zimun? So he says an aleph. Achal, Lorenzen, put your phone on mute, please. Achal davar iser, you ate something that's usher. Alpha pish ainu usher el midrabanan. Even though only on iser drabanan, aim is amin alav, aim mevarach alav betchila v'lo basof. Right, we'll see what that means. But if you go ahead and you eat something that's even us only drabanan, right? You're not allowed to use them. Can't join for zimun, and we'll see what mevarach ala betchila and sof means. Okay, davar iser, afilu eini sura beetzem. Right, even if it's not inherently usser, right? But the reason it's usser for him, el mishum shehu usser alatzma davar zeh, right? Because he ussered it, meaning he went ahead and Now, again, a few different possibilities. You made a neder not to eat a particular food, or you have a nazir who's not supposed to drink wine, right? And he went ahead and drank wine, right? So it's not, the food is not per se usher, but your nazir was not supposed to drink the wine. So we said you can't have him join a zimun. The aim of varchin alav, who adin she'en onom in al berchaso, right? You can't, make a bracha for him. So you can't make the bracha rishona for him, can't make the bracha achrona for him, right? He says, lo b'tchil l'ho b'davar iserhu, since it's a davar iser that he's doing, v'yesh aver b'achilaso, and it's an aver for eating, for him to eat it. Minot it's a shem brachas osas. So anytime you make a bracha on something that's osir, it's considered like you're, minot it's a shem. You are disgracing the shame of Hashem. Someone who steals something and makes a bracha, he's disgracing Hashem. He doesn't want you brachas on stolen goods. Okay, v'lo b'sof, afili machok de svia. Even if he ate a sheer svia, but since the food is also drabbanan, you're not benching for the guy. V'im ocha b'shog, v'nizgrach achilos, adastas, v'yod kam achronim, v'zei yuchel v'arach b'sof, afili machok de svia, right? That if he did eat something b'shogeg, right, he only remembered afterwards. So then we say he's allowed to make a brach on that. You can't say it's niyut that he's disgracing Hashem because he didn't know about him. He didn't know that that was a problem when he was eating it. Zimun, I feel b'shogeg l'zamazeh, but for zimun purposes, we don't count him. Right, you should make a bracha. Right, so the first part is, again, you know, he's not supposed to make a bracha, right? Bracha Rishona on Aser food and nor Bracha Achrona, but we do give him if he didn't realize it was Aser when he made the Bracha Achrona, so, okay. I mean, he didn't know it was Aser when he was eating it, so he could make a Bracha Achrona, right? But you can't use him for the benching, for his Zimun, right? The Achilas is Shalach HaShivkvias, because once he's eating Aser food, right, it's not considered he's Kvias, that he was Kaveh with you. Okay, now, let's say Imganav Ogazal, and the same would be true, right, with stolen food. Imganav Ogazal Chitim Etachlin Vafon, but let's say you stole wheat, ground it up, baked it, so now your wheat and stuff, right, it's a shinoi from what you stole the wheat. Yeshom Sha'afa Pi Shekinon B'shinoi, even though you now officially own them, it's not stolen anymore. And when you eat the bread, it's not stolen bread because you changed it from what its original, status was. It was originally a piece of wheat, and now it's bread, right? So halachically it belongs to him. He has to pay the guy back for the wheat he stole. We still don't want you making brachas on this stuff. Because it's automatically considered niyutz, right? Disgracing Hashem's name, right? By virtue of the fact that the whole source of this was stolen goods. Even though halachically, when you eat it, it's not a stolen good, but it all came from a stolen source, and that's not good. Yeshom dehol v'kan yachla varach. Those who say, well, since it's now his, why can't he make the bracha? V'dasimadron delini brach samazim alchak tesvi yesh la horos v'sesh varach brach samazim tu daraisa v'yesh la hachmir u levarach. Right? So he says that really, safek brachas lahakla, you should not be making brachas on this stuff. It's a machlokas if you steal wheat and make bread out of it, right? But we don't make a bracha. Again, so tell you not to make a bracha, most likely you're not going to eat it either. But let's say you did eat it, right? So he says if you're full, then you have a suffix of rice on benching, we're going to tell you to go ahead and make the bracha. Okay.
What about the Hatter Mechira?
Depends who you ask.
Someone was eating.
Would the chazon ish be mitzdarf him to a zimun? Absolutely not.
Okay.
So, would Jeff Katz be mitzdarf him to a zimun? Practice. What?
Who would be mitzdarf him to a zimun?
If the chazon ish would, he would definitely not. If Jeff Katz had the guy eating with him, he probably wouldn't either. If Jimmy Stone had the guy eating with him, who knows? Depends how much of a kanoi Jimmy wants to be. Jimmy, what do you say about that?
No comment.
Okay, see? Jimmy doesn't want to show his cards yet. He's got 6 more years to worry about again. Okay.
Well, for this year. It'll be very much negated this year.
I guess you could have weed still floating around for a while.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good question. Like I said, the Chazon Ish holds his mamish, you're eating Shemitah product. You're eating Isser Shvius. Right? After Zman beer. So it's definitely it's a problem. And again, a lot of the poskim will tell you that. There are some who will rely on it, you know, b'dievet. But, you know, the whole thing with the Chazon Ish was that, you know, one of his things was Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. So you're having the Rabbanut sell your stuff to a guy, but it's usher to sell your land, right? It's Rav Lo Sachanim to sell your land to a guy, right? So therefore, he can't be your Shliach, so it's never Chal the sale, and therefore your mamish, you own it, and you're working your own field, and blah, 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 right? Now, what's the argument against that? Well, you know, obviously the Rabbanim have to come up with some argument. They say, well, we're not selling the land. We're only selling the top, you know, 6 inches of soil. And the Yisr of Los Achonim doesn't apply. It's not a real Chaniya Bekarka. Okay. But don't tell that to the Chazon Ish because he will not buy that. Okay, Beis. Im achal davar Yisr, bimkom, sakana, mevarchan alav, ayin lakamas in reish dalad. Right? If you're eating something because of sakana, you will make a bracha, right? No question. Anybody who was in one of the concentration camps, right, is going to make a bracha on their food, right? The stories of people having a seder, but instead of using matzah, they were using bread, you know, and making special tefillahs that it should be as ilu as if they're eating matzah, right? Again, all that stuff, brachas are allowed. Brachas, birchas hanen are allowed because it's mamish, pikuach nefesh, sakanas nefashas. Okay, hey, davar iser. V'afilu achal iser darais makam sakana. Even if you're eating chazer, it doesn't make a difference. Kagam necholi. V'atam kibin de sakana, he heterik achal. Since he's in a state of sakana, it's mamish mutter for him to eat it. V'ad the rabba, mitzvah kavad l'hatzal nafsho. He's doing what he needs to save his life. V'l'kiduchzi v'chai bohem. V'yomru chazal v'chai bohem v'lo shiyamus bohem. Right? So it's a mitzvah going ahead and eating, you know, something that's usher. If you are in a state of pikuach nefesh. Okay, v'ayin l'kaman simereish dalad, right? So he says over there, the sham nishna din zeh, right? It's repeated over there, v'nizbar sham b'sev ches b'agad, d'iman tzu l'achalein mevarach. If he's forced to eat something, right? Not because he's a chola, I mean, he's saving his life. And he says in the sharatzin, hainu bein devar heter, bein devar iser, whether it's mut or aser. But he's eating it against his will. Even though he's eating it to save his life, that's not a bracha warranted, right? It's because he's not eating this thing volitionally, right? Again, he says even in Dvar Heter, Gain Sham Mishabur, right? We'll see that when we get to Simirish Dalit. Okay, we're going to stop here. All right, short night tonight, and tomorrow regular time, 10 o'clock in Shul. Got that, Shmuel? 10 o'clock in Shul. David, you're going to be on Zoom tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay. So 10 o'clock in Shul. Everybody else, anybody who's not here,
okay,
because they're in Pittsburgh, they can go on Zoom. Okay.
Yeah, have a good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Night.